Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Eagle Arena and Sandpoint School. I'm Rob Lanham with you here on KSDP Radio, bringing you live action Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball with the Saturday brunch matchup here between the Sandpoint Eagles and the New Haven Malamutes. Where at the half, the Malamutes hold a 35-18 advantage as the intermission clock ticks down in the final minute. And we'll be getting back to live third quarter action here in just a few seconds. We're glad you could join us here. If you got out of bed early this morning or did not take advantage of the beautiful weather both in King Cove and Sandpoint this morning, really nice so far, a good chance to get out. But if you've chosen to stay in and listen to the game live, we're glad that you did, and we hope that you're enjoying the coverage. As we mentioned earlier, this coming weekend we plan to bring you at least a Friday night doubleheader. Not sure of the Saturday schedule. The early game will feature the King Cove Rookies against the Cockanock Warlords, and that'll be senior night for the girls' team. And then senior night for the boys' team will follow with a game against the Sandpoint Eagles, between the Sandpoint Eagles and the King Cove T-Jacks. And then March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we'll be right back here at the Eagle Arena in Sandpoint, which will be hosting this year's regional tournament. And we'll be bringing you all the action live here on KSDP Radio. So pass the word and tune in yourself on 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, or live streaming on the Internet at apradio.org. Brandon Smith, far side, to inbound the ball for the Eagles. He throws it backcourt to Timmy Lundgren, and we're underway for the second half of action. 35-18, Eagles trailing the Malamutes. Timmy goes to Mallory Gunderson. Nice fake. She drives to the lane, puts it up, rolls around, no good. Nice move there by Mallory. She left a Malamute defender looking the other way. Now here's a lob pass down to Cosbrook, and he takes the alley-oop and puts it up and in. 12 in the game for Cosbrook, and it's 37-18 Malamutes. 7:38 to play, third quarter, as Timmy Lundgren brings the ball up right side, goes between the legs, crossover dribble against Anilin, drives to the foul line, gets it out to Brandon Smith, fakes the 18-footer, drives down, loops the pass to Troy Bowsey. Troy drives in, and the ball is knocked away by Tyler Anilin, but out of bounds. Should remain with the Eagles, and it will underneath. Or actually, now we have a... One referee said Malamutes, the other referee said it was deflected and it'll stay with the Eagles. And she's going to win that battle, so it does go to the Eagles underneath. An offset stack, Timmy inbounds to Brandon, left baseline. He drives, puts up a one-hander short, gets his own rebound, goes back up, lays it up and in. Nice work there on the offensive glass by Brandon Smith. And it's 37-20 Malamutes. Tyler Nguyen dribbles up on the logo, guarded there by Timmy Lundgren. Lob pass down, knocked away by Brandon Smith, but it's recovered by Cosbrook, and he's going to be fouled on the floor, either Nikki Mack or Brandon Smith. Let's see who collects this foul. That's going to go against Nikki, her second, team's first. And the ball will be inbounded underneath the Malamute basket by Matthew Azcoke. He holds the ball high. Bounce pass there for Tyler Nguyen. He puts it up and in off the glass, left side. 9 points in the game for Tyler, and it's 39-20 Malamutes. Timmy Lundgren pushes the ball up on the right side, goes right baseline, cut off there by Nguyen, bounce pass to Nikki Mack. Nikki gets it back to Timmy. Timmy fakes, drives right baseline, throws it out for Brandon Smith, but that one's picked off there by Ignati Cobb. Handed over to Nguyen, who dribbles up left side across the timeline, and now lobs it near the half-point circle for Joseph Cosbrook. Bounce pass back to Nguyen, guarded there by Timmy Lundgren. Right side to Cosbrook, right corner to Azcoke. Azcoke, a slow bounce pass in for Jeffrey Clay. He misses the reverse layup, guarded there by Mallory Gunderson. The ball goes out to Anilin, and he throws it into Cobb, who hands it to Jeffrey Clay, who lobs it back up top for Anilin, and everything was moving in slow motion there, except for the referee, who got the three-second call against the New Haven Malamutes. And they'll turn the ball over back to your Sandpoint Eagles with 6:15 to go third quarter. New Haven enjoying a 39-20 lead. Timmy brings it up right side, goes between the legs, jump pass to Brandon Smith at the foul line. Brandon just turns around, puts it up and in. Nice 15-footer there by Brandon Smith, and he's got 13 on the game now. And it's 39-22 Malamutes. Cosbrook comes up, kicks it out deep in the left wing for Anilin. He goes up to the top, now kicks the left side for Cobb, back to Cosbrook, back to Anilin, lob pass for Azcoke, who fakes Brandon Smith off his feet, goes up and under and lays it in. Matthew now with 14 in the game. Sandpoint brings the ball across the timeline, trailing 41-22. Anilin tries for a steal. Timmy Lundgren goes between the legs, gets it to Brandon Smith, right baseline. His shot is short off the rim. And then it's stolen away by Timmy Lundgren on the outlet pass, and now he's going to reset the offense and picks up his dribble, gets it underneath to Troy Bowsley. Troy double team, kicks it back to Timmy for a long range three. No good. Rebound comes off to Tyler Nealon. Dribbles up the left side. He lobs a alley-oop for Matthew Ascoke. Lays it up. No good. Tipped up. No good by Cosbrook. The rebound taken by Brandon Smith. He's double teamed now. He loops the pass over to Timmy, who starts up the right side. He's going to be double teamed, trapped there at half court. The ball is lost. Rolls out of bounds. Who did it go off of? And the referee said off of Timmy's foot. Looked like a good call from our vantage point. And it'll be inbounded by Tyler Nealon in front of the muscle-flexing eagle on the far side of the wall. He dribbles it across, goes to Cosbrook, right side for Ascoke. Nice give and go to Cosbrook, who lays it up and in. Cosbrook having a nice game here with 14 points for the Malamutes. Timmy Lundgren brings the ball across the timeline, dribbling with the right hand. And his pass is knocked away and intercepted there by Ascoke. He goes coast to coast, lays it up in off the glass. So New Hanlon's opened up a 23-point lead, 45-22. Here's a long pass for Mallory Gunderson. Mallory gets it off right side to Brandon Smith, who launches an 18-footer right side. No good. Rebound taken down there by Jeffrey Clay, who gets it to a Nealon. Tyler comes up the left side. Lob pass to Natty Cobb to the foul line. Ascoke launches. Shot short. No good. Taken by Brandon Smith. He loops it down to Timmy Lundgren, who's open on the fast break. Goes up. Lays in. No good. As Natty Cobb got back there and got position and forced a change of shot by Timmy. The ball comes down. A shot no good from the left side by Nealon from 10 feet. The rebound tipped around, recovered outside of the three-point arc by Cobb. He gets it back to Nealon, left side for Ascoke. Give and go to Nealon, drives in, puts it up and in. And I think that shot's probably going to be good. It is, and we're going to have a foul on Nicky Mack. No, that's not on Nicky. Brandon Smith. Brandon with his second. Tyler Nealon gets the basket. He has 11 on the game. In the game now for the Eagles, Heidi Jacobson and Lyle Grindle checks in for the Malamutes. Tyler Nealon trying to complete the three-point play. He dribbles, puts up the charity toss. No good off the back of the rim. Long rebound chased down there by Ascoke. Back to Nealon, drives the lane, puts up an 8-footer. Good. And Nealon with 6 in the quarter, 13 for the game, and it's 49-22. Eagles trailing by 27. Brandon throws a pass down for Mallory Gunderson. Mallory goes up and gets both hands on it but can't bring it down. It goes out of bounds to the Malamutes with 3:30 to go, third quarter, 49-22. New Hanlon with the lead. Richard Wiedman goes to the scorer's table to check in for New Hanlon as Nealon gets the ball down to Cobb, inside to Ascoke, back out to Nealon for a three. The three-pointer is in and out, no good. Rebound there by Timmy Lundgren. He comes up one-on-two and now pulls the ball back at half court. It's knocked loose. He's looking for help now. Gets it out to Nicky Mack near half court. Nicky back to Timmy. Timmy drives right side, goes up, lays it up. No good. Nice move. Just couldn't get the shot to roll in, and the rebound's taken there by Cobb off to Nealon left side. Tyler comes up, kicks it in the left corner to Ascoke. Back to Nealon on the give and go yet again, and he goes up and puts an 8-footer up over Brandon Smith. And Nealon with 8 in the quarter and 15 for the game. That give-and-go has just eaten the Eagles' lunch today. Here's Brandon Smith, walks down the court and calmly knocks down a three-pointer from straight away. He's got 7 in the quarter, and it's 51-25. Ascoke gets the ball left wing, puts up a 12-footer, no good. Brandon Smith grabs a rebound. He dribbles up against pressure, double-teamed at half court, lobs it across for Timmy Lundgren. He had Mallory Gunderson open, couldn't get the ball to her. Tipped away, Mallory chased it down. Nice fake. And she gets it back to Heidi. It's tipped away and taken by Nicky Mack. Good recovery there by Nicky. And she looks to get the ball across to Heidi, and it's tipped away and stolen there by Nealon. He goes in on Brandon Smith and lays the ball up and in. Tyler Nealon with 10 in the quarter, and it's 53-25 New Hanlon with 2:02 to go. Brandon gets the ball over to Timmy. Back to Brandon. The pass is tipped, taken by Ascoke. He's going to go all the way. Puts it off the backboard, and Nealon puts it in. So that was a design play there by Ascoke and Nealon. As Ascoke looked behind him, saw he had no one but Nealon, so he just looped the ball off the backboard, and Nealon followed him, grabbed it, and put it up and in. And that extends the Malamute lead to 55-25 with 1:52 to play here in the third quarter, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll recap the scoring for you as the Sandpoint Eagle cheerleaders take the floor. For the Eagles, two players in the scoring column, Timmy Lundgren with 9, and the other 16 by Brandon Smith. For the Malamutes, Tyler Anilan has 12 in this quarter and 19 for the game. Joseph Cosbrook with 14 and 16 for Matthew Ascoat. 4 for Jeffrey Clay and 2 for Ignatie Cobb. Eagles inbound far side. Timmy Lundgren inbound the ball to Brandon Smith, and he does so. We're back to action. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Brandon brings it across the timeline. Reverse dribble, nearly lose it there. Now drives around Cosbrook, goes up for an off-balance two-pointer, hits the top of the backboard, no good. Taken down there by Weedman. Weedman gets the ball to Ascoke. He's guarded in the backcourt by Mallory Gunderson. The Sandpoint team never stops hustling. And now they drop back into the 2-3 zone as Cosbrook has the ball up top. And Elon took his seat along with Jeffrey Clay during the timeout. Grindle and Weedman checking in. Cobb gets the ball to Cosbrook, back to Grindle, to Ascoke. And back to Grindle, left wing for a three. No good. The rebound is grabbed there on the floor by Mallory Gunderson. She gets it to Timmy Lundgren. He drives down and puts the ball up and in. Nice drive there by Timmy. And he's got 11 points on the game. 55-27. Ascoke gets the ball to Cobb. Fakes a three. Drives around Nicky Mack. Puts up a two-pointer up over Brandon Smith. Off the glass and good. Nice play there by Cobb as he's got 4 points in the game. It's 57-27 with under a minute to go now. Timmy brings the ball, gets it to Mallory in the corner, gets it in the middle to Brandon. He dribbles around to the left side of the foul line, puts the shot up, no good. Nicky Mack with the rebound, no good off the back of the rim. Mallory Gunderson gets the rebound, and her bounce pass now to Timmy. His shot is rejected there by Cosbrook, knocked to the corner, and he recovers a batted pass and knocked down a three-pointer. Maybe it was a long two for Timmy. I think they did give him two on that. Some wild action there and results in a Sandpoint Eagle basket. Goes to Cobb now on the left wing. He gets it in the left corner to Weedman. Misses the shot. Ascoke tips it out far for Grindle. Grindle gets it back to Weedman, who launches another long three off the rim. Ascoke with the rebound, kicks it back up top to Cosbrook, who knocks down a two-pointer from the foul line. 3 seconds to go now. Timmy throws a length of the court shot just short, and it's no good. And at the end of three quarters of play, your score is a New Halem Malamutes 59. The Sandpoint Eagles 29, and we'll take a break here for about 60 seconds and be right back with you for the fourth quarter action in this morning's contest.
Programming on KSVP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
If you want your children to read, remember, the special ingredient is you. Spend time with your family, building bonds through reading. Those stories, those memories will last forever.
Back with you live now.
Hello, I'm Congressman Don Young. I know reading is important for all children, so volunteer to read with a child. You'll give them a gift of a lifetime.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters
right,
and this station.
There's the horn, and we're ready to go back to live action as the Sandpoint Eagles take the floor, joining the Malamute team. Ascoke inbound the ball far side half court for New Halem. He does so to Ignatie Cobb, who dribbles across the Eagle logo, and we're underway here in the fourth quarter of action. The ball goes down low to Weedman, double team, kicks it back to Cosbrook across to Ascoke. Delisle Grindle left wing for a three-pointer. And that one's good. Grindle gets on the board. And it's 62-29. Malamute's leading. Timmy brings the ball up right side. Throws it down to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory inside to Brandon Smith. Takes a dribble. Goes in, puts it up. No good. And he and Heidi collided there under the basket. The rebound is taken down by Joseph Cosbrook. Gets it over to Cobb. He'll bring it up. Goes left side to Grindle. Grindle back up top to Cosbrook. Gets it down to Weedman. He launches a two-pointer. No good. Rebounded there by Cobb. As he went in between two Sandpoint players. He gets the ball from Grindle. Back to Grindle. Left side three-pointer. No good. This time off the back of the rim. And Timmy Lundgren pulls down the rebound for Sandpoint. 7 minutes to play in this one. 62-29 Malamutes. Timmy's pass for Brandon Smith is intercepted now by Cosbrook. He drives down and a good foul there by Timmy as he prevented the layup by Cosbrook. Timmy Lundgren, that'll be his fourth foul, and Cosbrook will go to the line to shoot a pair. With 6:56 to play in this one, 62-29 Malamutes, the comfortable margin. On the floor for Sandpoint, Heidi Jacobson, Timmy Lundgren, Brandon Smith, Mallory Gunderson and Nikki Mack. Fosbrook's first free throw is up and good. And checking in the game is Troy Bowsley, replacing Timmy Lundgren. And then Jeffrey Clay enters the game for Azcoke for Coach Bob Rishnovsky's Malamute team. Fosbrook launches the second one. He shot that left-handed, I think. He sure enough did. He looks over to the coach and smiles as it's nothing but net. And 64-29, Malamute with the lead. Brandon Smith walks the ball up against the 2-3 zone, reverse dribble, and now lobs a pass in the corner for Mallory Gunderson, but too high. And Mallory can't haul that one down. Another Sandpoint turnover. Coach George Cromer sitting on the bench, chewing the gum, talking to manager Colton Mack there. Cobb brings the ball up, goes between the legs, right side to Cosbrook, up top to Grindle. Grindle looks down left side for Cobb, back to Grindle. Grindle gets it to Cosbrook, inside to Jeffrey Clay, give and go. Cosbrook goes up, blocked away there nicely by Brandon Smith. Cosbrook chases down the rebound, goes up, or drives in and lays the ball underneath to Jeffrey Clay, who puts it up and in. Jeffrey has six on the game, and it's 66-29. Malamutes with the lead. Brandon inbounds the ball to Nikki Mack, goes back to Brandon. Fall away two, no good. Rebounded there by Troy Bowsley, and Troy puts it up and in for his first two of the game. Nice work there on the offensive glass by Troy Bowsley, and he's rewarded with 2 points, 66-31. Cosbrook gets the ball right side from Cobb, pass underneath to Weedman. He's triple-teamed there, lobs it back out for Cosbrook, cross-court to Grindle for another three off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound is taken there by Weedman. He puts it up, no good, and it's underneath to Jeffrey Clay, who misses a bunny, and the rebound is taken down by Mallory Gunderson. Mallory gets it back to Brandon Smith. He brings it across the timeline with the left hand and gets away with the carry there. And now fakes a two, goes up and under, launches a two that's going to be an air ball. Brandon tried to draw the foul but did not get the call. And Timmy Lundgren will check back in for Heidi. Nice hustle there by Heidi, who is wearing the absolutely most colorful pair of socks I've ever seen a basketball player wear. And very stylish. And whoever made those socks should give her an endorsement contract. And here's the pass down from Cosbrook into Jeffrey Clay, and he goes up and puts it in over Brandon Smith. And Jeffrey with 8 points in the game. 68-31, Malamute's leading, 5:13 to go, fourth quarter. Timmy brings the ball up, lobs it down to the corner for Nikki Mack. Fakes a three, dribbles around Weedman, puts up a two-pointer. No good. Brandon Smith takes the rebound far side without even jumping and puts it in off the glass. So Brandon now with 9, 15, 18 in the game for the Eagles, and it's 68-33. Cosbrook gets the ball down to Weedman. His shot is no good and goes out of bounds off of the Malamutes. Sandpoint basketball. Troy Bowsley inbounds to Timmy Lundgren. He walks the ball up, calls the play as he approaches the half-court line. Now lobs the ball down the corner for Nikki Mack. She dribbles inside the three-point line, puts up a two, in and out, no good. Brandon Smith gets the rebound. Triple team goes up, and I think he is going to draw the foul. Nice pivot there by Brandon. And the foul's on Jeffrey Clay. That'll be Jeffrey's first. And the first team foul on the Malamutes. Brandon Smith at the line to shoot two. Takes the ball, puts it up, no good off the back of the rim. He'll have one more. And he gets the ball back. No dribble. Just puts it up. And that one's good. Nothing but net on that one. Brandon Smith now with 19. And it's 68-34 as New Haven has doubled up. Sandpoint, 4:28 to play in this one. The pass comes to Grindle. Left side loses it. Gets it back. Puts it down for Jeffrey Clay. His pass is stolen by Mallory Gunderson. Gets it ahead to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy gets it. No good. Had a little too much speed and couldn't get that one in. And the ball is recovered by Cobb, who gets it in the front court to Cosbrook, and he's fouled hard there by Timmy Lundgren. Not sure what happened. Looks like their legs got tangled up. And that'll be five on Timmy. And he comes to the bench having had a nice game on the offensive side for the Eagles, and he'll finish with 13 points. Not sure if that's a career high, but it's the highest we've seen Timmy score in the games we've brought to you so far this season. So nice game by Timmy, and he gets a some high fives there from Tyler Nealon and Matthew Azcoke from Malamutes. Malamutes ball. Cobb goes right side to Grindle. Back to Cobb. Back to Grindle, and he knocks down a three from the right wing. As even the little-used bench players for New Haven seem to be able to knock down the three-pointer. 6 points for Grindle, and it's 71-34. The ball goes to Nikki Mack. Mallory Gunderson for a three. No good off the rim. Rebounded there by Jeffrey Clay. He gets it over to Ignatie Cobb. Mallory Gunderson playing good defense. Mallory moves her feet very well on defense. A lot of people try to play defense with their arms and their hands. You have to play defense with your feet. Here's a long three-pointer that bounces high off the rim, taken down finally by New Halen. And Ignatie Cobb gets the ball to Cosbrook, who lays it up and in. Brandon Smith had position, but that ball hit the rim a second time and threw off everybody that was underneath. Brandon brings the ball down now and knocks down a long-range two for the Eagles. And it's 73-36 with 3:11 to play in this one. New Halen enjoying a comfortable lead. Ignatie Cobb brings the ball across the logo, goes left side to Grindle. He'll shoot another three. No good. The rebound is taken down by Jeffrey Clay, and he puts it up and in. Six in the quarter, 10 in the game for Jeffrey. And it's 75-36. Under 3 minutes to go. Brandon gets the inbounds pass, brings it across, looking for Mallory right side. Mallory shoots a long range two. No good. The rebound taken by Heidi, and she puts up no good. Rebounded again by Mallory. She kicks it out to Nikki for a shot from the free throw line, and that's no good. Troy Bowsey with the rebound. Troy puts it up. No good. Good work there by the Eagles on the offensive boards, but just couldn't get those shots to fall as four different players had good looks at the basket. 2:24 to play, 75-36 Malamute. Cobb goes deep in the corner for Weedman, and that ball is, I think it's going to be out of bounds to the Eagles. Troy Bowsey was trying to get a hand on it and couldn't, but the pass was too wide for Richard Weedman. It'll be inbounded by Troy to Brandon. He'll walk it across the timeline. Ball's out to play. Double teamed up there, goes between the legs. Reverse dribble, gets it in the corner to Troy for a three. No good off the rim. Rebounded by Weedman. He gets it to Jeffrey Clay, to Ignatie Cobb, to Cosbrook, and back to Cobb, who will bring it across the Sandpoint Eagle logo here at the Eagle Arena. Rob Lannon with you live on KSDP Radio. And here's a pass down to Weedman, and Weedman gets the basket. So everyone that has played in this one has scored now for the Malamutes. Weedman with his first 2 points of the game on a nice assist from Cosbrook. And with under 2 minutes to go, Brandon Smith brings the ball down, shoots a two-pointer, no good off the rim. Weedman with the rebound to Jeffrey Clay. Mallory Gunderson applying pressure in the backcourt to Cosbrook. Brandon Smith now picks up Cobb, who drives around him, puts the ball up for Jeffrey Clay, who misses the alley-oop. And then on an offensive rebound and a putback attempt, he draws a foul from Nikki Mack. It should be Nikki's third and the team's fifth. 1:23 to go in this one. New Halen ahead comfortably, 77-36. And Jeffrey Clay steps to the line to shoot two. His first one is up and good. Jeffrey now has 11 in the game, and he'll have one more. He takes the ball from the referee and puts it up, and that one no good. He gets the rebound as it's tipped around, and he puts it up and in. So Jeffrey now with 9 in the quarter and 13 for the game, and it's 80-36 Malamutes. Brandon Smith with a long three, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Cosbrook with 1:06 to go. He gets the ball right side to Cobb. He'll bring it across the timeline. And passes left side to Grindle. Thinks about a three. Gets it to Weedman. Weedman, nice bounce pass to Cobb. His pass is nearly intercepted there by Mallory Gunderson, but it's taken by Cosbrook, and he drives and lays the ball up and in. Nice offensive game here by Cosbrook, who has 22 now. Brandon inbounds the ball to Nikki. Brings it across the timeline to Brandon. He fakes a three. Goes up for a two from the right. Baseline no good, rebounded by Jeffrey Clay. They had Lyle Grindle on the fast break, but they decided not to. And with 30 seconds to go, the ball is brought across the timeline by Cobb. He goes around Mallory Gunderson, gets the ball to Cosbrook. Grindle now with another three-point attempt from the left wing. That one no good, and it goes out of bounds. Eagles basketball with 20 seconds to go. New Halen leading 82-36. Coach George Cromer's team just outmanned in this game, despite the loss of Robert Clay to a knee injury last night for the Malamutes. Brandon brings the ball up, gets it over to Nikki Mack for a long three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Troy Bowsley. Troy goes up, and he's fouled from behind with 9 seconds to play by Joseph Cosbrook. That'll be the third one on Cosbrook. And Troy Bowsley will go to the line and shoot a pair. Troy with 2 points in the game for the Eagles, and he'll have 2 free throw attempts now, with 9.8 showing on the clock. 82-36, Malamutes in the lead. Troy's first one is up. No good. That one hit the front of the rim, bounced around, and rolled off the right side of the rim. Looked like it would drop, but it didn't. He'll have one more. Dribbles the ball, spins it, puts up the second one, and that one rolls around and in. Nice job there by Troy. 1-2 from the stripe. And Cobb has the ball with under 10 seconds to go. Gets it to Cosbrook. Cosbrook throws it to Weedman, who shoots a two-pointer at the buzzer. No good. And Jeffrey Clay puts one up after the buzzer. And it's no good. The shot did not count. And there's no time showing on the clock. That ends the Saturday brunch special here with the New Haven Malamutes prevailing in this one by a final score of 82-37. We'll run down the scoring for you and remind you that our next scheduled action is next Friday night, live from King Cove High School in King Cove, Alaska, where both the rookies and the T-Jacks will have senior night. The rookies facing the Cockanock Warlords and the T-Jacks facing the Sandpoint Eagles. Scoring in the game for your Sandpoint Eagles, Troy Bowsley had 3. Timmy Lundgren had 13. And 21 for Brandon Smith. And for the New Haven Malamutes, give me a second here, we had, drawing a blank, there we go, 19 for Tyler Nealon. I think it was 22 for Cosbrook. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 12. That's correct, 22 for Cosbrook. Matthew Ascoke had 16. Jeffrey Clay had 9 in the fourth quarter and 13 for the game. 4 for Agnetti Cobb, 6 for Lyle Grindle off the bench, and 2 for Richard Weedman as the Malamutes win this one easily, 82-37. I'd like to thank you for joining us here on KSDP Radio. Also, our thanks goes to General Manager Kells Hetherington back in the studio and to Virgil and Shannon as well for their continuing support in this 2010 Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball season as we have the privilege to bring you as many games as possible live here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the internet at apradio.org.